It's been a week since our last episode, and welcome to episode 2 ng season 6 ng Chat Astrology, the podcast. My name is your Chat Astrologer Gemini na si Bern.
And this is your Chat Astrologer na Scorpio na si Nikki.
And this is your Chat Astrologer na Virgo na si VP. And you're listening and watching to Chat Astrology.
Chat Astrology.
The podcast.
Are you watching to?
Eh, kasi watching, may vid kasi tayo.
Oo nga,
eh,
listening to and watching.
Diba?
Upgrade. Totoo, it's an upgrade. So welcome to the show where we talk about anything and everything under the sun, moon, and stars. So whether you're a Capricorn or an Aquarius or a Taurus, we'll talk about you and your sign when the time comes. Kung kailan yon, ang universe lang ang nakakaalam. Kaya simulan na natin ang episode 2 of season 6. Anong ganap?
May letter sender tayo.
Uh-oh, so, nag-email siya sa atin at super bigat? Bigat ba?
Actually, medyo mabigat.
Ilang MB? Sarap.
Oo.
Well, basta mga ano. Grabe tayo lang yata yung country yung gumagamit ng pounds. Anyway, Dominique, sige, basahin mo na ang ating letter for this episode.
So, this was sent by Paalis in Wonderland. That's the sign off. And ito. Okay. So, hi mga kati. I've been trying to understand and study astrology for some time now to get to know myself. But it's been hard kasi the way I learn is by talking to other people right now. And right now, wala akong makausap about this. Kaya, I'm so thankful for your podcast kasi in some way, I feel like I'm part of a conversation between friends.
Aww.
Anyway, I'm a Taurus Sun, Capricorn Moon, Pisces Rising, Gemini, Mercury, Leo, Mars, and Taurus, Venus. And yun, if you want to verify, the letter sender was born in QC, 1:05 a.m., 19th of May, 1995. Okay, ito na yung juicy part. Yung medyo, not actually juicy, mabigat. Right now, I'm not confident with who I am, and it's really taking a toll on my life. For as long as I can remember, I've been struggling to find myself. I feel trapped and lost. I'm already turning 26, pero hindi ko pa rin maintindihan or kilala yung sarili ko. For years, it's been an unending cycle of who am I questions. I have this paralyzing feeling to navigate life and struggle to create deep relationships. Growing up, I was very sheltered because my parents were very strict and paranoid. Parang majority ng buhay ko nasa bahay lang. My parents doesn't have any hobbies or likes, kaya wala talagang any influence on us, and that frustrates me so much. I feel like I've been robbed of my childhood or formative years. My parents are really kind, and they gave me the best life they could, pero I can't help but feel some resentments towards them. I feel so guilty na nararamdaman ko to. Because of this, I wasn't able to gain much life experience and form friendships. Kaya ngayon, I get so anxious in social situations because wala akong maiambag. I don't know how to walk around people, pero para akong empty na banga. I always think of the question, who would I be if you've let me be me? I've been trying to understand myself so I can somehow get a grasp on how to manage my emotions and eventually grow. Can the stars even help me with this? Thank you, mga mamshies. Paalis in Wonderland. Aww.
Oh, who would I be if you've let me be me? Akala ko kanta yon.
Yeah, ang ganda. Actually, very existential crisis.
True.
Lyrics na pang existential crisis. But okay.
Very ano to, no? Very quarter life crisis kind of yes. thing.
Yeah. 26 siya. Right?
Mm-hmm. Turning 26.
Yeah.
Turning 26. So yeah, 25. Assuming that you'd live to 100, this would be a quarter-life crisis.
But like, with the current situation, medyo half-life crisis.
Midlife crisis na to. You're gonna live up until 50. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Okay! Game.
Yeah, so Taurus Sun siya, diba?
Yep.
I think isa yan sa mga main dilemmas ng mga earth signs or mga Earth Sun driven na Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, ganyan. Ang gusto kasi nila ng definition lagi, even to themselves, na parang ano ba ako, sino ba ako, what do I do, what is my purpose, ganyan. Parang, te, hindi masasagot ng chicken soup for the soul yung mga tanong na yan. Saka ano, a purpose-driven life, ganon. Diba?
That is some early 2000s reference.
Exactly.
I know, right?
I was 12. I was reading those books already.
Same.
Bakit?
High school.
Oh my God.
Diba?
Why?
Masaya kaya, feeling ko kaya ako nag-improve or kaya ako magaling sa mga essay writing contest.
Because of that.
There's a feeling ko though, ano, yun nga, Earth sign siya, yung sun niya.
Yeah.
And they have this feeling or they have this need to feel stable. Na ngayon, aha, kapag hindi nila alam yung mga stuff or hindi sila aware sa mga bagay sa paligid nila, that makes them feel uncertain. And that's not really very stable for them kapag ganun. So parang, ganun talaga yung feelings niya. So, ayun. Pero actually, ang ano ko dito, well, just to see if I got the thing correctly, they are struggling to create relationships or deep friendships. Tama? They want to understand themselves. Kasi like, ang sabi niya, I'm trying to understand myself so I can somehow get a grasp on how to manage my emotions and eventually grow. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Tapos meron siyang part na, sinasabi niya na yung parents niya are very strict. Kaya hindi siya masyadong nakapag, imagine naging sheltered siya, hindi siya masyadong nakapag-explore. You know, make friendships outside the house, ganyan. So okay, meron siyang may nature versus nurture thing na nangyayari dito.
Yeah.
Kasi yung pag-nurture sa kanya medyo ano, medyo restrictive. So okay, I get that and medyo ano naman. Pero basing din dun sa natal chart niya, yung mga, eto, nag-notes ako, diba? Siguro 5 minutes before the recording. Pero, since ang main ano niya is gusto niya makakreate ng relationships or friendships outside, yun nga lang, hindi niya alam how to start. Tinignan ko yung ano niya, yung Venus in Taurus niya, because Venus placements determines your relationships with other people, even yung friendships mo. So, ang nakita ko dito, sabi naman doon, yung mga Venus and Taurus, they like their comfort. They like their comfort stuff. Comfort food, comfort place, comfort music, comfort zone talaga. Yeah.
Okay.
Thus, they could be quite possessive. They could be resistant to change. And they're very physical when it in terms of their relationships. So naisip, sabi ko, parang wala naman dito yung makakasagot dun sa ano.
Sa dilemma niya. Yeah.
Parang eto, sige, eto yung mangyayari kung magkakaroon na siya ng relationships or ng friendships. Yes, eto yung magiging ano niya. Mm-hmm. So tinignan ko yung moon sign niya. Moon and Capricorn siya. Tapos, chenis, maraming kuda about moon and Capricorn. Pero ito yung tumatak sa akin. Sa part na to nakaligay, in Capricorn, the moon is in its detriment. Meaning that emotional connections are not very easy for this sign. So Capricorn moons try not to let their emotions rule them so they may find it hard to relate to people with different beliefs and opinions. And their actions show their emotions more than words. So, medyo feeling ko dun pumasok yung ano, yung dilemma nito ni Alice in Wonderland. Tsaka, actually, okay naman siya. I mean, yung natal chart niya itself. Naman siya. Mercury niya is in Gemini. Mercury is at home in Gemini. Kasi yun yung ruling planet niya. So he's highly, they're highly intellectual, very logical, expansive knowledge in a lot of subjects. They're adaptable and curious. Tapos Pisces rising siya, ever-changing persona din. And restless in nature. So mm-hmm. diba, ang dami niyang chances or ang dami niyang abilities to adapt to a lot of certain situations. Except na siguro, hindi na yung nature niya yung problema. Baka yung nurture na yung naging issue dito. Uh-oh. Kasi which, yung pagpapalaki sa kanya. Yun nga eh, restrictive, sheltered siya. So parang, alam mo yun, parang pinalaki siya sa isang cage and hindi siya marunong makipag-socialize kasi he never, or they never experienced that.
Oo.
Yeah.
Kayo ba, like kayo personally, sa ting kayo ba feeling niya pinalaki kayo ng sheltered or overprotected by your parents?
Ako hindi.
Paano mo nasabi? Like,
considering na only child ako. So, no, hindi. As in, inahayaan naman akong lumabas, make friends, interact with people, ganyan. So, ayun. I don't think I was sheltered. So,
Kaya ka ganyan ngayon. Charot.
Yeah. I'm always out
here. Oh, no.
Ayun ba, Nikki?
Ako, kind of sheltered, pero after college, kasi, you know, things in our household changed din. Yung nagkasakit si mommy and all that. And I was forced to become an adult right away. So, for me, yung sheltered na yun, nawala agad din. Na-disillusion agad. Kasi I had to make connections outside din of my household to help me support my household. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
Ikaw so, ba, VP?
Ako, I think obvious, no? Na medyo very sheltered and spoiled and parang ano. Pero kahit na very sheltered yung upbringing kasi, I think I was able to kind of convince them pa rin to allow me to do some of the things that I want to do. So through that, medyo nakapag-explore din talaga ako na parang gusto kong kunwari sumali ng church choir. Very sheltered kid. Ano yun? Church choir.
Uh-oh. It is very sheltered.
Very sheltered.
Yeah. Parang pag gusto kong sumali.
Yung mga tipong yung ginagawa mo, doon pa rin yung parents mo kasi it's the mass. And you're singing for the choir.
Oo, parang for me, mauna lang ako doon ng linggo ng mga 2 hours to practice. Oo, kasi
practice.
Pero it's technically the same. But I think yun yung isa sa mga bagay na makakatulong sa kanya kay pa Alice in Wonderland na kung feeling mo very caged or restrictive yung upbringing mo, maybe try to tap into other areas na you feel like you want naman. You're making that decision. Yes. So, di ba, ma-embrace mo yung freedom. Saka, yung Pisces rising niya, feeling ko yun yung nangungulit deep inside eh. Kasi, di ba?
Yeah.
Medyo may dreamers, ano siya, energy, ganyan. Hindi lang talaga na fulfill. Diba? Anong gagawin mo kapag meron ka? Parang ano lang yan eh. Parang may craving ka. Tapos hanggat hindi mo siya nasasatisfy, kahit na anong pigil mo, nandyan at nandyan yun.
Totoo.
Diba?
Tsaka pala, I took the liberty of looking into the houses kung saan naka-place yung mga planets emerot niya. Tapos, yung moon niya in Capricorn is in the 11th house, which affects friendships, group dynamics, and personal aspirations. So,
nagtugma talaga yung house at saka moon niya. My gosh.
Kaya medyo nahihirapan siya dito kasi nasa Capricorn yung moon niya. Tapos, 11th house in friendships. Hindi ko alam kung he or she siya, pero they would find emotional security within belonging in the group. Tapos, mataas yung value niya with friends. They think of them like family. And they feel the need to connect to that. So, parang ganon.
Yun lang eh. Kailangan niya ng bagong friends? Oh, or, yeah?
Maybe or like you know, you're 26, you're turning 26. I think you're of age naman na to, you know, go out there, explore. I mean, you're not too old.
You're still very young. But you can explore not just physically, ha? Kasi pwede namang through other means. Especially ngayon may pandemya, no? Medyo iwas-iwas tayo sa
lumabas. No, what I mean is not physically going out. Like, letting yourself out there. Like, exposing yourself. Tapos, although, gets ko naman, medyo may hirapan siya to form, maybe form friendships na walang physical interaction or like face-to-face. Pero, you know, we have to adjust and stuff. Kasi, I mean, tayo naman, diba? I mean, we get to meet a lot of wonderful people online as well. And may mga friendships din naman na nabubuo. So, maybe start there. Explore online. Make friends online. Just don't be a creep. And don't be weird and stuff. Pero, I don't know. Be weird. Okay lang din. I mean, find your niche, diba?
Find your weird. Find
your tribe. Kung may makita kang weird people din na nagja-jive sa weirdness mo, go ahead. Diba? Make friends with them. So, maybe. Let's get going.
Sisingit ako ng promo way ganyan pero yun nga parang sa atin sa Discord natin, 'di ba? Kanya-kanyang weirdness lang din niya.
Oh yes.
So, oo. So, yun, sa mga katina na hikinig at nanonood, don't forget to join our Discord channel, Discord server. Masaya and fair. Like minsan
ulula. Sobrang saya.
Pero minsan lang ako pumunta doon. So, nagugulat na lang ako may mga, "Hoy, ano to?"
Tapos mali pa yung chat room na papasukan ni Bird.
Yes. At mali yung account sa gamit ko. Doon sa mod. Ang galing.
Yung account na gamit ko. Sorry na. This is Tito problems.
Okay lang yan. Lang yan.
Pero yun nga, masaya doon. Magugulat na lang kayo, bigla na lang ako mag-chat na ano nangyayari. Tapos mawawala ako. Tapos
wala na naman after 3 days.
Three days.
Yeah. After 3 days, tapos yun ulit tanong ko, ano nangyayari?
Oo. Lagi.
But anyway, yun, going back, yun nga, parang find your weird, find your niche, ganyan, na it's not gonna happen the first try, I think.
Yes, exactly.
Baby steps.
So subok lang ng subok, just always open yourself up to people, to kind of communicate and let them know who you are and try to get them get to know them a little bit better then, 'di ba? Parang Gemini and Mercury ka, medyo use it to your advantage.
Kaya mo yan. Yes.
Kaya mo yan.
The best placement for a Gemini.
Exactly.
Communication, like, kaya mo yan.
'Di ba? Parang if there's any other, there's no other better communicators out there than Gemini, Mercury and Gemini.
Mercury. Yeah, totoo. So, alam mo yun. Also, parang, if you want, you could, kasi sabi niya, wala siya nakakausap tungkol sa, ano niya, sa learning niya about astrology. So, if you want, send us a message. No problema dyan. You can talk to us. You can chat with us. Like, for example, gusto mong explore yung natal chart mo. Gusto mong alamin kung ano yung individual placements na yun. Like, in depth. We can talk about that. So, message mo lang kami. And yes, to answer your question, the stars could help you with that. If you were trying to... Kasi yun naman, diba, yung point ng existence ng astrology, diba? Like, if...
Exactly.
If people are trying to understand themselves and try to make sense of who or what they are, diba? We could go ahead and check your natal chart and let's discuss para mas maintindihan mo na parang, ganito pala ako kapag in a relationship, ganito pala ako kapag sa mga ambitions ko in life, mga ganyan, diba? So at least maintindihan nyo.
Diba? Knowing astrology makes it easier for you to kind of make better decisions and Parang, yes. Di ba, i-redirect yung sarili mo to a better place, a better direction, ganun. So, never hurts to know. Bakit may ano, pa finger gun wink eme? Gusto mo bang ano yun? Gusto mo bang i-screen capture nila yun? Tapos isama sa fan cam edit mo? Ganun.
Yes. Edit, yes.
Burn episode 2 fan cam edit. Ganyan. Tapos crop yes. out na kami.
Uh-oh.
Or gusto mo i-highlight mo na lang. Ganyan.
O, pwede din naman.
Highlight reel. Okay, okay. Uh-oh.
Na, going back, bago tayo madali.
Ayun, meron siyang sinasabi na para daw siyang empty na banga, wala daw siyang may ambag sa conversation.
Yeah, I mean,
don't worry about it too much kasi you're only starting din naman to learn about yourself and it's never too late to learn about yourself. So, just join our Discord. We're there. We'll reply as much as we can so that you can share what you're feeling and at least may maiambag ka na rin sa conversation. Diba?
Yeah, diba? Tsaka hindi ako naniniwala na ano siya, na empty ba nga.
Hindi lang niya na-express, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I think marami siyang laman. Maraming laman. Except lang, yun nga, hindi niya na ilalabas. Hindi niya na-express, hindi niya na papakita sa ibang tao. And parang ang ano niya, ang dilemma niya is they don't know how. Diba? Kung paano niya i-express. Hindi niya alam kung paano niya sisimulan, kumbaga. So, sige nga, iniisip ka, sige. Napaisip ako, like, kayo ba, pag, when you're meeting new people, how do you approach?
Ako, ano, pagka bagong, as in, nakausap before, even online, or, like, first meeting lang, ganun. Hindi, tanong yun. Guys.
Ay, sorry. Ano yung tanong mo? Sorry kasi nag...
Nag-choppy. I'm so sorry.
Ano ba yan? Yung tanong ko is like, first time mong makita, like, ever?
Yeah, like, first time.
And wala
like,
kayong interaction before?
Yeah, like, for example, nagpunta ka ng TXF and then there are a lot of people there and there's this interesting group of people chatting and you just wanna, you know, come up to them and make friends with them and you know, join in the conversation. So like, how do you do that? How would you
never kami nag-interact online. Like, hindi kami Twitter moots or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, wala at all. New people talaga.
Ako usually kasi kapag ganun, pag nahahatak ako like in small circles, tapos may mga common friends lang kami and this new person di ko kilala bago, medyo ano, nahikinig muna din talaga ako, trying to absorb the topic, the conversation, and then nag-inject lang ako ng mga some things na feeling ko may ambag yung sasabihin ko to the conversation. Or minsan kahit mag-agree lang ako. Like, if I super agree with something, I'd express it din talaga na parang, ay, oo, alam mo, totoo yan, ganyan. Tapos parang,
or makikitawa, ganyan.
Oo, ganon. Yeah, tapos eventually, magigets mo na kung what you have in common, ano yung gusto niya, diba? Parang, I think you just need to pick those up, tapos yun yung gamitin mong conversation starter then with them.
Ikaw, diba? Nikki, like, how do you do it?
Yun din, yung approach ko din is if may common friends, okay lang na medyo shallow at first yung conversations kasi you're testing eh. You're also trying to gauge what you have in common with those people. And once ma-pinpoint mo yung mga exact interests or whatever, then expound. Tapos, ayun, dun lang. Simple lang. Don't try too much din na agad-agad yung, ano, yung approach. Kasi parang ang hirap naman din makipag-usap na biglang, ay, oversharing agad. Pero, kasi hindi makaka-relate.
Naalala ko tuloy yung pinag-usapan namin sa nila Mong tsaka ni Thay sa episode 1 ng Taratambay. Like, small talk. Kasi si Mong, ayaw niya ng small talk. Tapos kami naman ni Thay, agree kami na it's important kasi everything else starts with small talk. No, parang, you can't
you simply can't approach someone and say, alam mo, para sobrang weird talaga yung existence natin sa mundo talaga. Hindi mo maintindihan. Di ba? Ang weird.
Walang context. Oo, walang context.
Walang
na
context ganun. At all, di ba? You would come off as weird kasi biglang deep dive ka agad. Existential crisis ka agad. So, yeah, dito papasok yung ano, yung importance ng small talk na parang, yun nga, same way ng mga ginagawa nila VP, tsaka ni Nikki, maybe you could try using those when approaching new people or making friends with new people. So, ako ano eh, as an ENFP.
Alam, may MBTI na naman.
As an ENFP, minsan ano eh, dead man na ako sa kung ano yung pinag-uusapan. Bigla akong barge siya. Like, hi! Oh my God, I love your shirt. Ano pinag-uusapan niya?
ganun lang. Actually, you do have that tendency.
I do, diba? Sobrang strong nung ano. Pero alam mo yun, it takes a lot of skill kasi nga, I could relate kasi Mercury ko is in Gemini din. So, alam mo yun, it's a very, very nice power to have in your placement kasi you could navigate conversations really easily na hindi siya awkward para sa ibang tao. So, use that to your advantage kasi nasa chart mo siya.
Ayun, saka ano nga, parang naisip ko lang, di ba, parang si Alice in Wonderland, na-mention niya nga na he's learning about or they are learning about astrology, ganyan. Mm. Why don't you start small talk with that? Na parang,
yes!
Diba? Na parang, parang, and ano lang ah, parang out of curiosity lang, what's your sign? Ganyan. Do you happen to know your sign? Ganon. Oh, parang, girl,
dami mo nang ganyan. Especially now, day and age na everybody is really interested in astrology and stuff. So maybe, yes, you could use that as your starting point in conversations, di ba?
Tapos, basta ano nga, sabi ni Bern, di ba, huwag ka mag-deep dive kagad. Medyo start ka muna sa sun sign nila, yung familiar. Baka naman sabihin mo, correct. Tanong mo kagad, no? Pang ilang house yung ano mo?
Pang
ilang
mo.
House yung Mercury mo?
Oo.
Okay, so ganun ka pala. Ikaw yung tipong pangarap mo.
Parang, huy, chill.
Huwag muna, chill. Honey, hindi mo kalala yung tao. So.
Horoscope muna tayo, ganyan.
Grabe.
Tsaka eh, alam mo yun, parang your Venus is in Taurus and you know, use that to find a common ground where you're both comfortable. Kumbaga. I mean, kung sa tingin mo yung magiging conversation starter mo is gonna be gonna be awkward and it's gonna make them uneasy. So syempre, di ba? Kung ikaw sa sarili mo magiging uneasy ka sa tanong mo, syempre iwasan mo na yan. So yeah, you know.
Correct.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. Making friends is like.
It's mahirap siya i-describe if it comes easy for you.
Yes,
kasi.
If it's easy for you, ang hirap i-describe na parang. Talaga? Nahirapan ka? I mean, just go up and talk to them. Pero you know, it's not easy for everyone else. Na you know, kagaya ng anong background ni Alice in Wonderland na. Medyo socially awkward siya or baka may social anxiety rin siya. Hindi na alam, diba? So, you know, sige, start with learning more about your natal chart. If you want to talk about it, talk to us. Message us sa Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever, kahit Telegram, sa mga personal Discord. Twitters namin. Yeah. Telegram or Discord, ganyan. So, let's talk about it para at least mas maintindihan mo and you know na, okay, ganito pala ako. Tapos ganito yung gagawin ko, ganyan-ganyan. And then, using that knowledge, you could, you know, go ahead, go out there. We'll be releasing you, our new astrology baby.
Yeah. Oh my God, may astrology baby sa tayo.
That's fine. Go ahead, make us proud.
Yes.
Oo, ganyan. Di saka
go
ano,
with your kind.
Uh-oh.
Diba? Pero, yeah.
Mapunta lang din ako dun sa isa pang aspect of yung letter ni Pa Alice in Wonderland. Yung parang, di ba, medyo may existential crisis, who am I, how do I define myself kind of thing. I think this all boils down to society's obsession with labels. Wow. That sounded so...
Actually.
Parang, yes, activist Twitter, let's go.
Hindi, totoo din. Kasi parang everyone has, ano, parang ngayon, nami-measure na yung humanity mo when you have something to contribute.
Yeah. Napansin niyo yun? Lahat na lang ng Twitter profile ngayon, parang trabaho, / motto, / places I've been to, / Bible verse, ganyan. No? Parang, girl, you don't have to define yourself so much, di ba? Parang,
yes. Totoo.
Ay, girl.
I don't know what the point is ng mga places you've been to. Like, I don't really care.
Exactly.
What do you want me to do with this information? You've been to Thailand. Okay. And then what?
Great. Love that for you.
You've been to Sikihor. How was it? Let me know.
I'm not interested.
Pero I think yun yung nagbibigay ng pressure to people like Alice in Wonderland na to define themselves and parang really know what do I put in my Twitter bio. Parang ganun. There's never a definite answer for that. Parang,
alam mo, ang ganda nga yan eh. Like, you know, undefined personality could be their personality, especially na Pisces rising sila. And mutable sign ng Pisces and sobrang daming personas ng Pisces, kinabog niya ang Gemini. Yeah, alam mo yun? Use that, di ba? Parang, so what are you? Sabi mo, I could be anything you want, honey.
Di ba? Exactly.
Di ba? Use that to... Parang pag pinapadefine nila yung sarili mo sa kanila, sabi mo, hindi ako na-define, sorry. Iba na lang. Ano ba ikaw? Ano ba gusto mo ngayon? Okay lang, sige, ako na mag-a-adjust.
Gusto mo na magaling mag-math? Ako bahala.
Ganyan. Gusto mo ano ako? Ditzy ako ngayon? Sige, magpapablond ako ng hair. Ganyan.
Grabe, na ano.
The stereotype.
The stereotype. Wait, parang ano lang ata, nawala lang si Nikki very quick. But sige, tuloy lang natin.
I love yung video ni Nikki. Sobrang actually, happy na pictura niya.
it froze there and it's beautiful. Diba? Parang I feel like kailangan ko to i-screenshot tapos gagawin kong emoji for our Discord server.
Yes, please. Ang ganda niya.
Diba? But ayun nga, parang I feel like, nawala na siya ng tuluyan, nasira tuloy yung frame. I feel like, yung pag-define sa sarili mo, tama yung sinabi mo eh, na you can be undefined and you don't have to define yourself. Parang hindi yun kailangan. Parang today you could be the K-pop bitch, tomorrow you could be an astrology bitch.
Exactly.
Diba? And then the day after, you can be both.
Pero ano, alam mo yun, yung tipang, if we're talking about naman yung tipang intrinsic deep down values mo as a person, I think na de-develop yan if you interact more with other people. Like you would know kung ano yung gusto mo, you would know kung ano yung ayaw mo, you would know kung ano yung ano mo, diba? Mas magigets mo siya. So parang it's like a cycle na ano in itself. It's very reflexive na, you know, interact more so you get to know yourself more. And then you could express that more. When you know yourself, you could express that more by interacting more. Oh, diba? So, yeah.
Diba? Tapos, ano, parang hindi...
I'm so sorry.
Ayan, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Grabe talaga, struggle prodigy.
Totoo.
Lagi yan. But... as we were saying, it's like a reflexive cycle. Getting to know yourself by getting to know others.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Diba?
Mas malaman mo yung mga ano mo.
Oo. And the more you know yourself, the more you get to know other people. Diba? Na parang mas nakapag-open up ka, ganun.
Mas na-express mo siya, yes.
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Diba? At the end of the day, Alice in Wonderland, I think, what we're trying to say is don't be afraid to explore both yourself and the world around you. Diba?
Yep.
Doon mo na talaga malalaman kung ano yung gusto mo, ano yung hindi mo gusto, ano yung, diba, ano yung mga kajaivan mo, mga ganong bagay.
So it's about time. I mean, yung age mo ngayon, diba, that's like the perfect
Yes, exactly.
Time to go Uh-oh. Out and explore.
Diba? Na parang your mid-20s are, this is the time to make mistakes. This is the yes. time to ano, get drunk and pass out sa garahe nyo. Tapos magising ka na lang doon ng alas dos ng hapon kinabukas.
personal experience yan.
It's very specific.
Yeah, it was really oddly specific. I wonder.
Diba? And don't let the pandemic now stop you from doing that. I mean, other people are nag-a-adjust ngayon on how they party, how they connect with other people. Ito talaga yung best time to do that. Make new friends, find friends, lose friends.
Mm-mm. Diba? Okay lang din yung ano, okay lang din na makahanap ng people na you don't jive with. Kasi right. at least yeah. you're screening the people na yung magiging close ka lang.
Yeah. Yeah, buting nasabi niya yun, no? Kasi parang ang possible danger dito is parang he's going out there trying to please everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, so, no.
No, don't do that. You can't do that. Honey, so parang if you know for yourself na yung mga the values that you hold to yung ginagawa ng taong to is against those, drop them, Diyos ko naman. Daming tao
dyan. Don't bother. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's okay to lose friends. Let's normalize losing friends.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-oh. And, you know, you can disagree with people and maybe lose them as a friend. You can gain them again in like a month or a year. Ganun. Basta never lose energy on things that don't matter and people that correct. Don't matter. Mm-hmm. So, sayang lang kung doon ka mag-focus, di ba?
Yeah.
Saka, ayun, malaki ka na, kaya mo na yan.
Kaya mo yan. Oo.
So, sana, no? Sana naman nakatulong yung mga pinagsasasabi namin dito. Tapos, kung gusto mo kaming sermonan ka ng mas marami pa, like what we said earlier, you can connect to us through our social media at Chastrology. Or, you know, you can check out yung mga personal socials namin and, you know, add nyo kami. Ganyan.
Yeah. And yun, join the Discord channel. Ang daming bagay na pwedeng gawin. And yun, for everyone listening and watching both on Spotify and on YouTube, you guys can support Chastrology and your other Bunk Collective podcasters through patreon.com/thebunkph. Yun. So please do support us if you can. Kahit pang kape lang namin.
Wala na naman ako. Oh my gosh.
Pang-upgrade lang ng internet ni Chastrologer niyong Nikki, please.
Please.
Pampalit lang ng modem. Okay na yan.
Totoo.
My goodness.
And you'll get like a lot of ano, you'll get a lot of content not just from us but from the rest of Bunk Collective dyan sa patreon.com/thebunkph. Yearn. Tapos ano pa ba? Meron pa ba tayong mga ano, like and subscribe ganyan?
YouTube channel. If you're watching this, you're on our YouTube channel. So please subscribe and hit the bell button. Yes, sinasabi ko na 'yon.
Uh-oh. It supports the channel. Yun na 'yon.
Support the channel, yes. If you could like our our videos, that would be very a very great help for us as content creators. So yes.
Yeah.
And share the word. Ipakalat niyo yung mga videos namin tapos gawin niyo kami ng fan cams.
Si Bern talaga gusto ng fan cam. Sige, ako din. Gusto ko na din ng fan cam. Kahit 6 seconds lang.
I'm so sorry. This is my Leo Rising talk.
Same. Leo Rising. As a Leo Rising myself.
Diba? So diba? Yeah. Also, if they want to check out other podcasts na kabunkmates natin, they could go to thebunkph.com, yun yung official website ng Bunk Collective. And then you could explore. You could play other podcasts straight from the website. Others you can follow on Spotify kasi meron kami mga Spotify exclusives.
Yes!
Oh my God!
Shout out to the G-Boys. So wag kang
lilingon at sa G-Boys.
And Miss Anas. Yes!
Oh my God, sobrang exciting nun and for them. And, diba?
Sobrang power.
And yan, if you're listening then on Spotify, please don't forget to follow. Click on that follow button. Diba?
Para naman, new episodes.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. you get notified on new episodes. Anyway, ayun, I think dito na nagtatapos ang episode 2 of season 6 yes. of your ano, Modern Mystic Era Astrologers. I love this
yes!
look.
Yes!
I love this look on us. Charot.
It's a charge diba? Ko nga yung ano ko. Charge ko yung moon lamp ko. Tapos gagamitin ko siya sa set next time.
Oo, lagay mo sa gilid para hindi bulaklak.
Gusto mo yung papalit-palit pa ng color yung ano RGB lighting ko. O, diba?
O, diba?
Yan.
Meron din ako niyan, pero hindi siya ano, hindi siya ring light. Ano siya? Christmas ano? Lights talaga siya na naka-dito sa bamboo design namin sa bahay. So, I'm gonna show that maybe in a post or something yeah. pag napakinggan nila to. Diba? Or maybe sa Patreon kung gusto niyo makita yung Christmas lights nila burn sa bahay. So, ano na kayo sa Patreon namin?
Subscribe, yeah. Please, ayun. So, and anyway, maraming salamat. Don't forget to get in touch with us at Chastrology on social media and send us your letters. Baka kayo na ang susunod naming ma-feature sa episode sa Chastrology. Yeah, just send it to Chastrology. Yes, Chastrology at thebunkph.com. Yeah, that's Chastrology. Or
kung gusto nila super anonymous, they could drop those letters as a Curious Cat. Curious Cat? Ito na naman tayo eh.
Cut. Curious Cat.
Ito na naman tayo eh.
Ano yung last episode mo? Ano yun?
Uncock. Uncock. Ngayon, oh Curious Cut.
Curious Cut.
No, just drop those messages or letters sa curiouscat.qa/chastrology. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for it.
Aha. So, again, maraming salamat sa pakikinig at sa panonood if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you so much. We'll hear you and see you again on the next one. Ako ang inyong astrologer na VP na nag-iiwan ng mga katagang. If you don't know how to define yourself, edi tingnan mo sa dictionary.
Nakakainis.
And this has been your astrologer Nikki, na nagsasabing, you know what? Fuck them labels.
Safely. Use protection.
Oh, yes.
Use protection.
And this has been your astrologer Gemini and Super and nagsasabing Gemini lang ang sakalam.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, magulang. Bye.